Hi, this is Kathy Forsty reporting from Folk Alliance International here in Kansas City, Missouri. We are doing our interviews slash performances in our hotel room this year. And we have a lot of friends dropping by to talk and play for us. And one of our friends is Megan Slancard. Thank you for so much for coming by.
Yeah, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
It's good to see you again. I haven't seen you probably, what, in a year or so, I guess?
Yeah.
Maybe more. I don't know. Yeah. I saw you, what, bumped into you the hall
bumped
last
in,
year.
Yeah. That's... So. Yeah, Folk Alliance is like that.
Lots yeah, of, a lot of hall
oh,
bumping.
Yeah.
So how many times have you been coming to Folk Alliance?
This is my third Folk Alliance, yeah. And it's pretty exciting. I can see like the benefits of just making it a regular thing, because mm-hmm. it's hard to just do one and feel like you've done enough, because right. you get so much from each one. So it's pretty awesome
yeah.
to be able to do it. Is next one also in
Kansas? I think there's one more this next year, and then it goes, I think, to Canada
yeah,
for a year or
Montreal
something.
Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so. That should be exciting.
So it's nice that we keep having it back here.
Yeah. Yeah. You get familiar. We'll miss it.
Yeah. You know the hotel. You know your way
yeah,
around.
Exactly. But I also have to, I've had some pretty good poutine. So
I know.
You know, Canada.
Yeah. We went to Montreal for our family vacation last summer.
Oh, fantastic.
And I loved it.
That's
I
amazing.
I love Montreal. It's a
so you know
scene.
It. You'll be able yeah. to show everybody around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here, for a small fee.
For a phenomenal fee, yeah. So let's talk about your CD, Running on Machinery. I think we've been playing it now for close to 6 months or so.
Awesome. How long has it been? Thank you so much. Yeah. It's been released a year now. And
yeah.
It's been fun touring with it. It's fun playing new songs.
Mm-hmm.
And... yeah, I just really love this album. It feels like a collection of songs that really needed to come out of me. And
mm-hmm.
they're all kind of different. It's a little scatterbrained, but I feel like in a kind of good way,
uh-huh.
in a cohesive way. Scattered in a cohesive way. Whatever that means.
So what's the title track about?
The title track, there actually isn't really a title track,
okay.
But the Running on Machinery comes from a song called What a Way to Fail,
okay.
which is one of the later songs in the album. And it's actually about watching someone suffer and feeling helpless and not knowing what to do. Mm. So you let your mind daydream and mm-hmm. you, excuse me, you like invent all of these ways, just like... you know, magical thinking, like if I could only do this or if mm-hmm. I could only do that, and how beautiful and epic love can be sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of a dark thing, but yeah. So I kind of take that song from the perspective of like a mad scientist.
Ah,
yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I like that. You can become different personas when you write songs. You know, I think that's the beauty of
yeah.
songwriting is you're not
Absolutely.
Necessarily a Megan Slancard. You're
exactly
a mad scientist. You know?
Pretty much the whole entire album is like that. It has several different personas, and mm-hmm. it just one song is about running away from the police, but in like maybe the 50s, the 1950s,
mm-hmm.
where the cops have tall pants and suspenders,
uh-huh.
fedoras.
There you
yeah.
go.
Yeah. It was a big imagination.
That's cool. Can you do us a song for us from the CD?
I can. I'm actually going to sing a song that is a duet by myself. this song is about, you know, some things, some regrets make you feel, I mean, we all regret things in our lives, and some make you feel like, okay, I've learned from this. And some, even though you know you've learned from it, you wish it had never happened mm. anyway. And the song is called If I Knew. And it goes like this. I should not have told the walls what you did. I didn't hesitate a second before it slipped my lips. and my heart it melted to my feet when I knew that you were done with me.
That was great.
Thank you.
I love that. That was
Thanks
beautiful.
So much.
When did you start songwriting? How long have you been songwriting?
Oh, thank you. I wrote my first song when I was 13. I still remember it was called It's Easy to Fall, which is hilarious, starting the trials and tribulations of a songwriter quite early. And it
You're
was horrible.
You're an angst-ridden teenager.
Exactly. Exactly. My little tweens. It was terrible. I can't remember it at all, but I do remember showing it to my parents and them being like, "Whoa, okay, guess we have a musician now."
Didn't know you had those feelings in you, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's cool. I mean, at what point did you decide that that's what you wanted to do for your living?
I was 10 years old, and it was a few years before I started songwriting, obviously. My dad rented a Beatles movie, the movie Help. Have you ever seen that movie? Oh, such a good movie. He rented it from the library, which is where we got our movies. Not like the cool kids at Blockbuster. Remember Blockbuster and the Blockbuster cards?
Yep. Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
So he rented that, and we, with some hesitation, watched it with him. It was like dad kids night. Mm-hmm. And I fell in love immediately. I was like, who are these guys? They're amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be in the Beatles now. And obviously at 10, I didn't really know much about them. And it was then, I remember I asked my mom if I could switch from piano, which I was taking, mm-hmm. to guitar. And she said, well, as long as you practice, because you certainly are not practicing the piano. I said, sure, I'll do it. And I never looked back. So,
why do you think you'd like the guitar over the piano?
I don't know. I think some things connect with some people. And I think the reason I wanted to play guitar was because the people that I was influenced by at that time mm-hmm. were playing guitar. You know, if it had been Elton John, maybe yeah. I would have picked up the piano or found a way to connect to the piano more. Mm-hmm. I mean, I always loved music.
Right.
But connecting to a particular instrument probably came from the influence, or just maybe the way it felt in my hands, and then maybe mm-hmm. the way I was able to relate to it.
Yeah.
Sometimes that helps too.
Guitars are more personal, you know?
Yeah, you hold it to your body.
You hold it, yeah. And guitars have to fit you too. I mean,
yeah.
You have to, I mean, like, you play a nice size guild there. I could never play that guitar,
this
you know?
This guitar is huge.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's hilarious because I got this one when I was a child, and it was even bigger on me then because right. it was smaller. But yeah, you're right. You connect with it, and a lot of people have their one instrument that they just mm-hmm. love through life.
Yeah. I know I was a music major in college, and I had to take piano. Mm-hmm. And I took 3 years of piano. I still can't play, you know?
Yeah.
But guitar, I've played since I was 13 years old, and I've always loved it and always played it,
exactly.
you know?
There's something about it. My sister yeah. plays piano. She's mm-hmm. We both play piano at the same time. And something about every time she touches a key, there's so much emotion in it. Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't think that you could. It's just a key. You just press it down and noise comes out. But, like, there's something that she does that makes... Maybe it's the way her hand reacts. Maybe it's yeah. not the piano reacting. Maybe it's the way she's reacting to the mm-hmm. instrument that makes me want to cry when she plays
yeah.
music.
Yeah.
Because it's so beautiful.
Yeah, because piano can be a beautiful instrument
yeah.
as well.
Yeah. And I sound like a cat walking across the
yeah, so do I.
Plonk,
plonky, plonk, yeah.
yeah.
Well, that's great. I never knew how you got into songwriting.
Yeah, so it's funny. Cool. I'm still kind of waiting for a call from Paul McCartney. So.
Maybe someday.
Yeah, exactly.
So is Paul your favorite Beatle? Who is your favorite Beatle?
It's like picking a favorite kid, huh?
Yeah.
I think they were all very important to the process. Mm-hmm. I mean, Paul is the melody guy, and mm-hmm. I'm so attracted to melody. So I do associate with, I do like connect with those sorts of melodies the yeah. most, I think. But they all had something extremely special.
Yeah. You know? I think like Paul was the brains, George was the soul, and John was the heart. That's yes. the way I've heard people
that
say
sounds,
it.
And Ringo was
the rhythm.
Yeah.
He was the glue. I mean, really,
yeah,
he was
the
glue.
The glue.
He really was what held it, because when they were like wanting to split apart, they always came back together for Ringo. So.
Yeah, I always been a huge Ringo fan. I love, there's a YouTube video out there with all of these drummers talking about how cool Ringo is, and mm-hmm. they're all playing his
Ludwigs,
kit.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Ludwig, the little Ludwig, and it's like Dave Grohl and all these other drummers. It's
yeah.
so cool.
Yeah.
Definitely check it out.
Yeah, I've seen it on Facebook. It's really
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
It's fun. So are you going to tour with this? Are you touring with the CD? Or are you?
I am. I'm touring. Currently, I'll be picking up the same tour that I did last year from Folk Alliance to South by Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually skipping South by to go home briefly before I head to Europe on another tour.
Wow.
Which is going to be fun. But this tour, I'm going with Alex Wong.
Mm-hmm.
He produced that CD, Running on Machinery, my latest CD, which is great. It's so wonderful to be able to work with somebody like long term.
Mm-hmm.
He's a multi-instrumental, you know, producer, songwriter, singer. It's just wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really great to go on the road with someone who's familiar with my music, and we get along, and it's
yeah.
it's really fun. We did the same thing last year with Corby Lanker, another Folk Alliance official showcase artist. But this year it's me, Alex, and Alex's dog, Charlotte. So it'll be
what
fun.
What kind of dog is Charlotte?
I don't know. I think she's a pound dog. I'm not sure what flavor of dog she
yeah.
is. But she looks like a big dog, but she's very small. And she's mm-hmm. so sweet. And it's fun to watch her and Alex, like,
yeah.
be a team. They're a great team. But it's great. We call her our tour manager on the road.
Oh, there you go.
She keeps us in line.
So this is this like a van that you guys ride in together? Or?
We actually have a car. It's not super luxurious, but it does the job.
Mm-hmm. That's all you need. Exactly. Get you from one place to the other.
Exactly. It's got a heater. It's got an air conditioner. And places to put snacks. So
there you go. That's all you care about. Well, can you do us one more song?
I would love to. Yeah, I'm going to take a little drink of water here.
Is this also on the new CD?
This is. I'll play the one about running away from the police. This one, I love telling stories, even if they don't make sense to other people. I love telling stories about myself, or not about myself, for myself. This has nothing to do with me, but this is about a criminal who needs to make some pretty hardcore decisions, whether they want to try to swim across a great lake or stick to the land where they're being chased by police dogs. It's called what is it called? What It's Worth. With God looking down, I waded out, out into the water. I can drink this dry, or I can drown away my options after. The fire's burning hot, and the dogs, they're just doing their job. The Chuck is looking like the better option. I throw my clothes in and I die. Ooh, that's all my life is worth it, worth it. Ooh, that's all my life is worth it, worth it. I have never been as good as this. At a swim, but icy sands address. It's a good motivation. The islands are too far. My only hope without a ship is a friendly bunch of fish. I dream I'm going down barefoot from a fin. I'm food, I won't win, I won't win. Ooh. Muscles, they're frozen over like a photo of an imbecile. The beaches to my left, and the dogs, they look like pets. When I'm this close to losing, and even turn it back, don't look that bad if I won't live.
Megan Slankard, everybody.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah. Her new CD is called Running on Machinery, and you can catch her on tour everywhere.
Yes. Yeah, and you can find me on Instagram and see my schedule of Focal Alliance appearances. Instagram, which is at Megan Slankard, M-E-G-A-N-S as in Sam, L-A-N-K-A-R-D.
Awesome. All right. Thank you, Megan.
Thank you.
It's good seeing you again. This is Kathy Forstie reporting from from Kansas City, Missouri, KC Cafe Radio. Thank you for listening, and we'll be having a little bit more interviews later on.